from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel program. The Reverend John Greer is our preacher today, and he's continuing to Let the Bible Speak on the conversion of the Roman centurion who was present at the cross when the Lord Jesus was crucified. But before we hear that message and also some words in song, let's take just a few moments to think upon words found in Hebrews 11 and verse 16. They desire a better country. Not just a better state or a better frame, but a better country. This was the experience of the patriarchs. The apostles felt that way, and so do all true Christians. Do you desire a better country? Do you desire a heavenly country? There is a better one. It's set before us in the gospel, and it's promised to all who believe in Jesus Christ and continue faithful unto death. Heaven is the country. Heaven is the country where all enjoy rest. There's no pain there, no toils, no trials. Heaven is the home of love. All is love. Pure, perfect, perpetual love. Everyone loves God and God loves everyone. Each one loves his fellow and loves his fellow as he loves himself. Heaven is the residence of holiness. There are no sinners there. Everyone who is there is righteous. There is no sin in heaven. Holiness is the joy and the characteristic of the place. It's the abode of perfect satisfaction, unbroken joy, and undisturbed tranquility.
Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what
joy. Again, I want to continue looking with you at this account of the conversion of the Roman centurion, an account that is recorded for us in Matthew 27 and also in Mark chapter 15. As we read the Word of God concerning the salvation of this Roman centurion, we are deeply impressed with what he said. Truly, this man was the Son of God. And I've asked the question as to what might have brought about his conversion and his salvation, for truly this was the confession of a man who had been brought to know the Lord Jesus. We've noticed first of all that he was moved by the particulars of the Lord's death, the testimony and the triumph and the time of the Saviour's death at the cross. And in all of those details there was much that would have spoken to this man's heart and would have been used by God to bring him to the Saviour. But then we may also look at the phenomena of the Lord's death. This is especially seen in Matthew 27:51-53. There was a series of miracles which accompanied the death of the Lord Jesus. In the midst of his humiliation, therefore, his glory was displayed. The Lord worked and moved so that it was known that even though Christ was being crucified by evil men, yet he was Lord of all. We read there that the veil of the temple was rent in twain, and the earth quaked, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. Graves were opened, and some came forth. This was, of course, a series of miracles. Four miraculous phenomena in all, although the centurion did not witness everything that took place. But what he would have witnessed was the earthquake and the rending of the rocks. And as we read the account of his confession, we are convinced that it was the earthquake especially that moved his soul and caused him to take notice in a very close fashion as to what was going on, and then cry out, truly, this man was the Son of God. That earthquake, you see, was not a natural earthquake, as we might use the term. It was not the result of the building up of physical forces in the depths of the earth's crust. This earthquake was directed by supernatural power to coincide with the Saviour's death. And as it were, it caused an earthquake in this man's soul. The earthquake, you see, was a reminder that the Lord was dying under the curse. We must understand that Christ was dying for sin, and therefore he was dying under the curse. In Galatians 3 and verse 10, right through to verse 13, the Apostle Paul reminds us of this important truth, that Christ was made a curse for us, and that he delivers men from their curse by his being made a curse for them. Now, remember that when the fall of man took place, God pronounced a curse. He said, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake." And at Calvary, we find that there was this quaking of the ground in testimony of the fact that man's sin had brought the curse upon the human race, and indeed upon all creation, and that curse could only be removed by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is true, men and women, that the earth is cursed by man's sin. We read in the Word of God, actually, that curse deepens as time goes by, and it is a curse that cannot be removed by the efforts of man. How foolish it is for man to imagine that he can free the physical world from its ills, when it is his own sin which is responsible for the curse that he vainly fights. No, here we are shown by the earthquake that the earth is cursed, that all creation is cursed, that man is cursed as a result of sin, as a result of the fall. And therefore, when Jesus Christ was on the cross and was dying, he was dying under the curse. But you see, the earthquake signified that only the Lord's death would remove the curse. With the earthquake, the rocks were rent and graves were opened. The Lord's death caused tombs to spew out their dead as a sign that death and the curse can only be conquered by a death of infinite value. Over in Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 22, we are clearly taught that creation will be delivered one day as a result of the work of the cross. It speaks there of creation groaning and travailing in pain right to this very day. And then it speaks of the fact that there will come a day when creation will share in the glorious liberty of the sons of God, which means that there comes a day, and that will be at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, when creation will be delivered from the curse. At the coming of our Lord, there will be ushered in the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Creation will cease from its groaning and its travailing, and there will be deliverance forever from the curse of sin. And I want you to understand that that will result from the work of Christ at Calvary. It is Christ, by his death, who delivers from the curse. And there on the cross, as he was suffering and dying and shedding his precious blood, there was the clear reminder that death was being defeated and that there was a deliverance for men from the curse of sin and the curse of a broken law. And for that reason, this centurion was greatly moved as he saw these things take place and felt the ground quake beneath his feet. There was a stirring of his soul. There was a moving of his heart as he witnessed the power of the one who by his death is able to save from the curse. Is Christ your Savior? If not, I urge you to flee to him even this very hour and trust in him as your Savior and your Redeemer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.